Welcome to the Destination Begin podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Smith. I've lost over 250 pounds. I've started my life over multiple times and managed to find humor, lessons, and joy in the process. And now I'm here, sharing those stories with you. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, hi. Welcome to the podcast. My voice is so terrible. I wasn't even sure if I should record this. I wasn't going to because I sound so crazy. I'm not sick. The issue is it's super windy here in Miami and on the beach. I have to really yell to be heard above the wind when I'm coaching boot camp. And then on the weekend, we had two parties that we went to. And there's this thing that people do at parties that I've never understood. It's called, let's invite a bunch of people over and then let's put music on so loud that everyone has to be shouting to hear each other and to communicate. I don't understand this, but it's what people do. I wasn't raised with parties and it's like a new thing as an adult. It's so confusing to me. I understand having background noise for ambiance, but I mean, I'm the only one who thinks this apparently, because if I go to a party or I host something, people are like, get the music on, get it up louder. And I'm like, but then I can't hear. And then if I can't hear, I have to shout to be heard. Anyway, two parties, Halloween party and a birthday party, both of which I had to scream to be heard. So I guess a lack of voice is an indication of how great my week has been and my weekend have been. So yay. But I'm here to talk about year end. It's 63 days left in the year as of the time I'm recording this. And I just want to remind you, that's enough time to change your mindset, to change your relationship with yourself. The number one component to life transformation is your relationship with yourself, followed by mindset. So I have a lot of people that Sunday night after a weekend of partying and a weekend of eating crappy food and feeling bad about, you know, decisions, that's the number one time when people are online Googling new diets, setting their intention for a new week of showing up and being good and getting back on track, getting back on the wagon. This is what people do. It's what I used to do. In fact, that's how I found Never Binge Again, which has been a powerful part of my story. Another Sunday night after binge eating all weekend, eating crap, laying around, doing nothing, blowing all of my Monday through Friday progress, I Googled emotional eating help because I was so despondent. Why did I just do this? Why do I feel so sick in my body when I know this is something that I don't want to feel this way? I don't want to blow all of my hard work and I keep doing it. So Sunday night's when I found Dr. Glenn Livingston's Never Binge Again program that changed my life. And it got me out of that binge restrict cycle that I had been stuck in. Even though I'd lost all of my excess weight at that point, I was sitting at a nice, happy, healthy weight. I was over exercising and over restricting Monday through Friday. And then weekends, I was eating junk food, sitting around on the couch, going out to brunch, getting donuts, eating candy, and just feeling like, hey, I get to celebrate. I get to cut loose. But then Sunday night, I felt sick. I felt fat, I felt bloated, and I was looking at another week ahead of thinking, how much time can I carve out to exercise and undo what I've done? So Sunday night, that's the time we hit the Google and we look for the new program, the new diet, the new way to get on track. And it doesn't work. It's not sustainable. We can't live in a 5 day a week discipline mindset and a 2.5 day a week blow it binge time. It doesn't work. And how do we fix that? It starts with the relationship with yourself. Self-love and protein. I always say those are the two most important things. Self-love coming first. Why? Because if you don't love yourself, there's no reason to change. If you haven't connected with your soul and found appreciation, gratitude, and awe over who you are, then you don't have incentive to stick to something difficult, to break a habit, to kill that nasty craving from addiction if you don't really value and believe that you're worth it. My story of transformation starts with when my friend Shannon paid me a compliment. She saw my 405-pound body that was covered in clothing the color of baby poop, and she said to me that I looked nice. And that cut through to the heart and soul that was buried deep in shame, buried deep in self-loathing. and made me believe that that soul and that beauty inside of me was still there. And I wanted to connect with it and I wanted to feel good always, the way Shannon made me feel in that moment. And that fueled my decision to start. And by continuing to listen to that, by continuing to do things that made that part of me light up, I was able to move out of the shame blanket and out of the mud into a more and more empowered life. And that's where it starts, and that's where it has to continue. And even now, when I start looking around me at the things I haven't done, or starting to feel bad in my skin, or feeling disconnected to who I really am, that's when I start looking in the cupboard. That's when I start looking at the food as a reason to feel good and something to distract me. But when I connect with my heart and my soul, everything lines back up. So self-love is something that you have to cultivate. Your soul is inside of you. It's what fuels everything. It's you. It's your heart and soul. And when you feel stuck and you want more, that's what's crying out for more. It's saying, I don't want to feel this stuck. I don't want to feel this bogged down. I want to feel free. I'm in here. And now I'm stuck in a body that's tired, that's feeling sick, that's feeling lethargic, that doesn't want to get out of bed. This isn't what I want. So tuning into your soul, connecting with who you are, that's what you need. You need that more than you need anything else. When you connect with that, any diet, any habit becomes doable because you're coming from that place of power. So how do you do this? Well, the most important thing is to notice who you are. We get so busy with life that we forget that it's our right to stop and take time to recognize and notice who we are, to notice the good things that we're doing, to say, I showed up well this week. That person really bothered me and I smiled anyway. I got up and I served my family. I showed up to work and I did my best. Why? Yeah, because part of me is obligated. But also because it feels good to show up well, because I'm a person who shows up well. I love, I take care of, I'm kind, I'm smart, I'm courteous. You start there. You start with those traits that are a part of you that you're proud of. You connect with it. You think about the things that make you feel love. You think about your dog's tail wagging. You think about a brand new baby that your friend just had that you got to see sleeping. You connect with these things that cultivate love in your soul and you let that soak in and you recognize it deep inside of you. Your heart is beautiful and it's always right there. Once you connect with that, you say, okay, this is who I am. I'm valuable, but I'm in this habit. I'm in this rut. I want to choose well. I want to stick to my routine. I want to make good habits, but I keep on falling on my face. What's to say I'm not going to fall on my face this week? Well, there's some logic that we have to apply, and logic isn't enough because you're smart. You know, calories in, calories out. You know, if I go for a walk, I'll feel better and I'll be healthier, but yet sometimes we don't do it anyway. So logic isn't enough. We have to combine logic with a mindset where we say, all right, this thing that I'm going to do is going to give me a result that I want. I need to get my mind in gear. I have to engage my mind in this thing, in this habit, so that when it's time to do the thing, my mind is ready. My mind is prepped. So what's a great way to do that? Rehearsal. So let's just say you're setting goals for the week. Number one, that goal needs to be attainable. It needs to be so attainable, there is no logical reason not to do it. No matter how busy you get, no matter what comes up, that you can't find a logical reason not to do it. So sometimes that means saying, I'm going to go for a 20-minute walk this week. That's it. Okay, there is no reason you can't do it. It doesn't matter how busy you get, you can pull it off. It doesn't matter what other things are a priority. 20 minutes is doable. Sometimes you have to start there. And then you have to get that mindset ready to go to say, all right, I'm going to do this 20-minute walk. When am I going to do it? I'm going to put it on my calendar. I'm going to look ahead and say, how's it going to feel when I leave work and I have to do that 20-minute walk? Think about ahead of time all those reasons why you're going to think you shouldn't do that walk, why you should put it off till Tuesday. Get your mind involved. Come up with all the excuses that you know come up, and then come up with a power thought to defeat them. Well, I'm tired. I gotta make dinner. It's really important that I spend time with my family. Yes, those are all true. But you know what's important? You taking care of you. You developing a relationship of trust with yourself. When you say you're going to do something, you do it. So that next time you set a goal and you say you're going to do a 20-minute walk, you know you're going to do it. Create that reputation of trust. Just like you don't want to break your word to your family, your children, you want a reputation of trust, you must build that with yourself. So yes, I'm going to be tired. Yes, I need to spend time with my family. But what's the power thought? The power thought is that yes, my reputation with myself comes first. My relationship with myself is the most important relationship to cultivate. Because when I respect myself, I show up for my family more powerfully, more confidently, with joy and with peace, because I have taken care of myself. That's your power thought. Then you rehearse how it's going to feel to put your shoes on. What are you going to listen to on your walk? Where are you going to go? You work this stuff out ahead of time so that when the time is arriving for you to do that walk, you're already there in your mind. You've already defeated the excuses. You've already got the plan in place, and you already know how it's going to feel afterwards. That's how you get that mindset strong. You're going to have temptations. You're going to have competing interests for your time. It's for sure. Life is dynamic. There are going to be other things that are more appealing than closing out your world and going for a walk. There are going to be things more interesting to do. Yes, every single day of your life, there's going to be things that are more fun than the obligations, than the commitments, than the things that you set your intentions to do that are for your own good. But at some point, you're going to have to become the person that does that thing that you decided to do anyway, every time. People look at me and say, "You're so tough. You're so mentally tough. You're such a warrior. You're such a badass." And I say, "Yes, I am. I have cultivated this. I have practiced this. I used to sit on the couch all day, every day. I could not walk around the block. I would not walk to the store across the street. That is who I was. And I cultivated those habits. So this person that I am now has been intentionally created. So it is possible to intentionally create the mindset and the behaviors and the habits of what you want. And it starts with one decision, one day, showing up and doing it. And then repeating, creating a reputation of trust with yourself. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen with one moment. It happens with repeating, but it starts with setting that doable goal. Because you're worth it, and because you have prepared your mind, this is how you win. And you've got 63 days this year to do this. I encourage you to set a goal. I encourage you to set a consistency goal. Is there something you can do every single day for the next 63 days? Something doable, something that takes 5 minutes, something that takes 10 minutes? Is there something you can commit to doing once a week for the next 9 weeks of this year? Don't waste the last 9 weeks, 63 days of this year, in the habits that you have created this year that aren't serving you. Create a new habit. Drop an old one. You absolutely can do this. It starts with really connecting with your soul and recognizing, hey, there's greatness in me. There's power in me. I have this beautiful heart that I can trigger at any moment just by thinking about beautiful, loving things. I can find love instantly, and it's inside me. You don't have to go outside of yourself. Connect with the love inside of yourself. Connect with your power. Set a goal, get your mind right, and execute. That's what it requires. Then when you find a diet to follow, then when you find a health plan to follow, then when you find a workout plan to follow, you can do it because you've got these first two pieces in place. You know how to cultivate connection with yourself, to fall madly in love with yourself because you deserve greatness. You have greatness. You use it. You know how to gird up your mind. Come up with the excuses, defeat them before they come up in the moment, and then go do the thing anyway. That's how you do it. That's how you make the rest of this year amazing. I believe in you. I believe in you so hard. Why? Because I have done it. And the greatness that's in me is in you. There's this big, powerful, beautiful greatness called God, the universe, energy. And it's power. And it's pure love. Look around you. You see it. You see it in a butterfly. You see it in a sunrise. You see it in a baby. That's in you. You're made from it. That's what makes your heart beat. If that is in you, what can't you do? What can't you do? There's nothing you can't do. Any belief to the contrary is a lie. So start there. Think of the most beautiful thing you see out there and just tell yourself, that's in me. That's what I'm made of. I'm made up of the same ingredients as this beautiful sunrise, as this beautiful puppy dog tail. That's what I'm made of. If you believe that, you can channel that and you can go get anything that you want. So harness the greatness in you, the power, self-love and mindset. Those ingredients, those get you everything that you want. The rest of this episode, I'm going to be dropping in an interview I did with Kate. I did an episode with Kate a couple of months ago. She's been working with me as a client and she has worked her way out of my coaching program because she has intentionally prioritized herself this year. We started working in April together, starting with basic habits, but she decided this is my year. I am going to prioritize getting my body and health and habits where they need to be over everything else. So in a year of travel for work, travel for pleasure, busyness, all kinds of life curveballs, Kate has prioritized her movement, her nutrition, and her habits, starting very small and basic and adding to it until we had the conversation that I don't like, but I also love is, you know what? I think I've got this, Kristen. I don't need to continue working with you every single week. I've got my habits dialed in. I know how to prioritize my protein. I'm getting my movement in. My scale is dropping. I'm feeling good. Let's keep checking in. But, and I say, I'm so proud of you. And I'm here if you need me, but you keep doing exactly what you're doing. And I check in with Kate and I keep hearing from her that she's doing great. She's getting her movement in, her scale is dropping. She's feeling better and better. She's starting to run. She's eating more protein. She's getting more variety in her diet. She's feeling amazing in her skin. So I talked to her. You're going to love hearing all her progress. And she's got amazing insights and tips and tricks if this is what you want to do. If you want to prioritize you first, listen to Kate. She's got such great insights, such great instincts. And I'm so excited for you to hear her follow-up interview. She's dropped a lot of weight this year. And I'm so proud of her. I'm so excited I got to be a part of her journey. It started with her belief that she deserved more than what she was giving herself. And she wanted to get back to feeling good in her skin. So excited to drop this in here next. If you want to work on your self-love and your mindset, it just starts by making a decision today. And if you want my help or insight, I am here. I would love to work with you as always. You can reach me on my website. You can reach me on Instagram. I'm going to be launching some really great programs for the end of the year and into the next year that are going to help you connect with your self-love, with creating a powerful mindset, and of course, getting that protein into your life as well. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, reach out to me if you want to get started with me to make the last 63 days of this year the best 63 days of the year so far. Welcome back to the podcast. I have Kate with me. She is returning to give us an update on her progress with her health and wellness and weight loss journey. You may remember she was on the podcast a few weeks back and sharing just how she got started and how it was going back then. And I thought it would be fun to say, hey, let's catch up with Kate and find out what's happening in her continued fitness, weight loss, health journey. So welcome back, Kate.
Thanks, Kristen.
I don't have a whole lot of organized questions. I just kind of want you to answer the question of how are you? How is it going? If you've had any significant wins or setbacks or struggles, or if you've been cruising along, just kind of tell us a little bit what your journey has been since we last talked, which was back in early September.
Yeah. So I'm excited to share about a month a month ahead now that things are continuing to progress really successfully. So I'm continuing to lose weight at usually a rate of about like a pound and a half a week. Wow. And just really kind of settled into the routine. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is that the habits that we worked on in the beginning, where there was a pretty big shift in lifestyle, have just become second nature to me. So it truly is now like the lifestyle shift that I was hoping for and that I needed. So it doesn't feel, you know, in the beginning, it felt like there was like a lot, you know, it took significant amount of planning and like preparation and thinking through things just to kind of make that shift. But for now, it's just like, this is what I do. This is how I live now.
That makes me
and
so
it's
happy.
Working out now. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think one of the big things too is that when I was making this change, I needed it to be something that fit with my lifestyle and my schedule. And it's been absolutely that. So, you know, the way that I think about it is progress, not perfection. Because there's going to be a lot of unknowns. My schedule changes week to week, day to day. I travel sometimes for work and it could be kind of unexpected or, you know, just not having the confidence and the support system in place to not let those changes and fluctuations derail my progress.
Good.
And keep me from the lifestyle that I want to have.
Yes, because we started working together in April.
And yes.
And now it's October, so it's been just about 6 months, maybe five mm-hmm. months or so. So in total, how much weight have you lost?
30 pounds, just about. I think it's like 29 plus a couple ounces. So
That's amazing. Yeah. So yeah, about a pound or so a week on average. And then mm-hmm. during that time, you traveled. I mean, I was like, I use you as an example because I get excuses mm-hmm. from people all the time of I have to travel and I have things going on. And I say, well, if that's your life, that's always going to be the case. So mm-hmm. life isn't going to just, you're not going to have a year to sit home. In fact, during COVID, everyone had time to sit home and we all seemingly got unhealthier. So that excuse is gone. And so how many trips do you think you've taken in the past 5 months?
I would say on average, it's like 2 per month, like probably like 10 days out of the month I'm out of town.
Yeah. For work and or for pleasure.
For work and or pleasure, I've had a couple of weddings that I went to, bachelorette parties. And for work, when I travel, I'm oftentimes going to all-inclusive resorts, which is very lovely, but it also presents opportunities to kind of get off track. So just being able to navigate those settings has been very helpful.
Amazing. I'm so proud of you. And I will note, this is what I like to tell people. So as a coach, I pull in clients, we sit down, we start from scratch. And then what happened with Kate is what I want to happen with my clients, which my business coaches tell me that it's a really terrible strategy for me as a businesswoman. But in the arena of weight loss, I feel like it is, I shouldn't be in this business if this isn't my goal. But Kate and I no longer work together as coach client because she has settled in with her habits, her routine. She does not need me to motivate her every day and encourage her. She doesn't need that accountability from me every week because through the process, she has taken ownership of these habits. And that makes me so happy. I mean, to work myself out of a job is my goal as a coach. It makes me so happy. I'm just so proud of you. Talk to me a little bit about now that we aren't talking every week, you know, is it different? Is it more difficult with accountability or do you find yourself just kind of continuing exactly as you were before? Has anything shifted now that it's on your shoulders basically?
Yeah. So I'll say, you know, not really, because we worked so closely together for those first couple months where, you know, it truly changed my habits and ingrained in me, like it made me very empowered to be making choices that were going to make me feel good in the moment and in the long run. So I think that constant, like our constant contact, the checking in, the repetitiveness has really helped. And I know, like, every week when we would sit down and we would have our calls and we talk about, okay, like, what are goals for the weeks? Is there anything that needs to change? Is there anything that needs to go different? It got to the point where, you know, the answer was no for a couple weeks, because it was like, we worked together to find something, you know, you empowered me to find the things that worked. I knew what worked. I knew, you know, what goals I should set, what limits I should have, like where to put boundaries in, and just kind of like how to structure my life. And, you know, I'm continuing with that. Like, it was, we got to a point where, like, I knew what worked. There was proof there. So I'm just going to go with it and make it really easy. So I'll say that, like, you know, that's for one thing, that like, I'm not shifting on that. And it just feels really good to feel good.
Yeah.
And I also say, like, I have the added benefit of being part of, you know, the community that you've created here in Miami Beach. So I see, you know, when I could, my schedule allows to go to boot camps, and I, you know, I'm with the group, that's always such like an uplifting environment. But even on days when I can't go and I'm just like out, you know, starting to run, which is something that you really encouraged and motivated me to do, like seeing different people from the community, it just feels like I have this like really good support system, and everyone's kind of like cheering for me to live my best life because of the community that you've created.
Yeah, that makes me happy. Yeah, and this small area, it is, if you're on the beach path, you're going to run into people, you know, from boot camp, which is really nice. But, you know, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, it is so helpful to be surrounded with people that are also goal chasing, you know, that are living action verb living in the way that you also are living. It helps. Everyone wants to be a part of something. And as simple as like knowing a few people and knowing you're out getting your movement in the morning, it just feels so good.
Mm-hmm. And I'll also say that's something that you encouraged me to do that has made a big difference, is to just, you know, kind of be open about the changes that you're trying to make and what you're doing, and kind of cultivate your own support system, whether it's, you know, with the people that you're physically around, if it's an online community, just be transparent about the changes that you're trying to make, and people will get behind you and help you in that.
Absolutely. Yeah. People want to see you win. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. When you see people winning, when you see people showing up, it encourages everybody else. They go, oh, this is what happens. If I too am consistent, I can also get to my goals. So speaking of that, so how has it been going in your daily life and in your life? Have you noticed people noticing you being different, acting different, looking different?
Yeah, I, you know, I think like 2 weeks ago, I had a couple people like notice, like, hey, like you look like you've like lost weight, like you're doing really good. And that felt amazing to me, honestly, just to hear that, because you're working hard, you're making changes. And sometimes it's like subtle, like a pound a week, but to hear that just really like reinforced and made me feel good that I, you know, the efforts that I'm putting in are being recognized. But I'll say, more than like on a superficial level, I think just my change in attitude, my ability to pay attention longer, just like overall wellness has markedly changed.
I love
that. Which is really important to me. Like, I sleep better. I show up better because I'm prioritizing my wellness.
I love that. Well, and you made it clear from go. You were like, I'm clearing time. I am making this a priority. It is time, and I'm going to get my health in order. I used to feel better in my skin. I used to be more athletic. I want to do that again. I am putting forth the time, and I'm clearing my schedule. I'm prioritizing that. And when I sit down with somebody in the beginning and that's their mindset, it's just a matter of time before they're flying, because you saw from the beginning, if I want something, I have to prioritize it, and I'm willing. And nothing that you have done has been insane. Like, you didn't join CrossFit and start barbell lifting and gargling your heart laying on the side of the road, killing yourself. You know, we didn't have you on a water fast. I didn't take away all your carbohydrates. We didn't put you on any kind of teas. We did nothing crazy
for you. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are the core habits that you cultivated this year?
So, I mean, being a planning, I would say, is like the big one, and just making sure, like, at the start of the week, I have a plan in place and I'm going to stick to it no matter how crazy my week gets. So there is a bit of like meal planning, but again, it's not anything crazy because, you know, one of the things we talked about when I started is like, I used to really like to cook, and that was like a very, like, you know, come home at the end of the day after work and like cook a nice meal. And I wanted to get back into doing that. So it's not like anything was super rigid. Like, I'm still making myself like really, I'm getting back to making myself like really nice meals, but making sure that I have like, you know, breakfast and lunch cooked. So I'm starting my day off really like clean and I have it there for me. Making movement, whether it's a walk in the morning, whether it's incorporating running or boot camp, is a must do. It's just like a must do. And it honestly just, at first it was like a little bit hard. It requires some getting up early, but it just makes you feel so much better. My days are so much better. And tracking. So even though I'm not working directly with you, I'm still tracking every single day what I'm eating, and that keeps it accountable. So I think those are like the three biggest things, but it ultimately comes down to just making my health my chief priority. Yeah. I would say that's the number one change.
Priority, because, you know, if somebody goes for a run like 5 days a week for 3 weeks and then slacks off to like two the next week and then one, and then 2 months later they're having to start over, there's no merit to having run at all, really. Because it's not something that's sustainable. It hasn't stuck. And it's, you know, it's just actually makes the journey harder because now you have another failure, quote unquote, under your belt. So, mm-hmm. You know, your habits starting out and continuing have been so, so doable that they have stayed consistent, and consistency is required. But in order to be consistent, it has to be doable. It has to be something that you can and will do even on the tough days. And your goals and your habits have been so phenomenally consistently doable. And I, you know, if I always tell people that come to me, they want to overthink it. I'm like, if I can just get you to track your food, prioritize your protein, get it up where it needs to be, and move your body every day, in 6 months, we're going to have the same conversation I'm having with you right now. And it won't feel like you're white knuckling it. So I'm proud of you for prioritizing and then being willing to trust the process, take the deadline off of any completion that needs to happen, and just get in there and start and maintain the work. And you're reaping the rewards. Mm-hmm. Those compliments are going to become way more noticeable, way more common as it becomes more noticeable to everyone else. It's like we see it first. And then other people, it takes them a little while because they're not living in our bodies, but you get to start basking in some of that external reward, which is so fun.
It is. Yeah, it is fun. I think, you know, but outside of that, you know, it's nice again to be recognized by other people, but the biggest thing and the thing that I felt like from, I think like 2 days in was just, I like was validating myself. Like I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. It just feels so much better. You feel a lot lighter.
Yeah. How long after day one was it till you felt better?
Like literally day one, because it felt like I had taken control and I took a step and I had confidence that like this was going to work. So I would say like from the first day where it was like, you know, you've had one day of change, it starts to feel good. And then it's 2 days and then it's 2 weeks and then months and everything. And like slowly you've regained control of your life.
Oh, it's so great. It's so true. I'm so glad you confirmed that, because just getting out of the mud feels good because you have direction, you have clarity, and it's phenomenal to know joy comes instantly and it just grows. And you're 100% correct. Your validation of yourself is the greatest motivation. And it's really the most quality, because you know the work and you feel worthy of your compliments, of your own respect, because you know you earned it. And that feels really good. Someone can say, oh, your outfit is nice, and you can say, oh, that's great. Thank you. I Target made it. We don't feel worthy. We have, you know, oh, I don't take compliments. But when it's, you know, I just did this. I got up and I walked when I didn't want to. You look yourself in the mirror and say, man, I feel worthy of my own respect right now, you know, more than yesterday. And it's so good. So I'm so glad you're, I'm so glad you walk in that. And you have since go, which is just inspiring.
Thank you.
So we have a 5K coming up. We planned in your honor in November. So are you ready to run that?
Yes, I am. That's been, I, you know, one of the biggest things is like getting back into that type of activity. Like I used to like run half marathons and do all that sort of stuff to just kind of feel like an athlete again. And it's been hard and like a little slow to get back, but I'm slowly getting there and I'm running at like longer periods of time and honestly really enjoying it most days.
So good. I'm so glad. I'm excited for that. That's going to be a really fun day. And it was the kick I needed to plan something like that, which I've always wanted to do. So now we're going to be doing that. So amazing. Well, if anybody is listening who is stuck in the mud and just swirling and is thinking, okay, I want to lose 30 pounds, what's the first thing that you would tell them?
Set yourself up for success by enlisting the support system that you need. So for me, that was working with you for coaching. That's what I needed. I needed that, like that kick. I needed hand holding. Even if you feel like you know what you need to do, having someone that's enlisted as your partner in doing it holds you accountable to doing it.
Yes. Good. I didn't pay you to say that.
No, you didn't. But it's like, it's true because I remember our first conversation. I was like, I feel like I know what I need to do this. Like I used to live a very active, healthy life, but it's like, I can't make the decisions that I need to do it on my own. So,
yeah, well, and you know, it is the support that you need and, you know, whether it's working with me, which of course I would love, I want to help everybody that I possibly can, but if it's not, you know, a coach, it's, you know, it's, like you said, the support that you need. And it's not forever. When we all get momentum in life and anything, it's not always forever. It's like, you know, you get take piano lessons. You don't need a piano teacher for the rest of your life necessarily. You know, like I said, I'm happy when I work myself out of a job. And some people it happens faster than others. But there's also no shame in saying, like, I want to keep accountability forever. But it is truly what you need. Grab it. You're the best investment that you can make. And you've done that. And so when someone is sitting in a position where they have tons of anomalies, they travel, there's holidays coming up. What's your best strategy for dealing with those things? Because I think you've done it beautifully. And you are such a great example of life not being super structured all the time. What's the best advice for the anomalies?
So I think, you know, plan as best you can, but also understand that there's going to be a lot that you can't control. And don't let those moments where you can't control what the menu is going to be, or you can't control if your flight's delayed and all of that stuff, don't let those moments derail you. Keep in mind that even if it isn't the plan that you had originally had in mind, you can still make better choices. So focus on progress, not perfection.
I love that. Yeah, better progress. That's a victory. 1000%.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming back and just bringing your inspiring positive motivation to podcast world again. I got a lot of great responses from your previous episode that your story kickstarted people into action. So I'm excited for them to hear your follow-up and we'll just keep checking in with you as we go. If you don't mind being the poster child of consistency and weight loss success. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Look forward to connecting again in the future.
Awesome. All right. Well, with that said, I would say the hardest part is ending. So we'll just end. Okay, goodbye. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'm so excited you're here. If you want to interact with me, go ahead and send me an email, Kristen at kristensmithonline.com.
follow me on Instagram, The Kristen Experience, and make sure you share this podcast with a friend. That's all I have for you today. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next time here on Destination Begin.